An honor song and ribbon cutting officially opened the Klosh Ilahi Haas complex. About 60 people attended the ceremony, including tribal member Vera Vasquez. The working mother of three explored the 2- and 4-bedroom units, excited for the next day when she'd move in with her family from their much smaller home.
This is changing my life. We've been literally bursting at the seams in our 2-bedrooms, so it's just going to be really nice to have space. And what I'm really looking forward to, though, is having the community and the garden and the tribal activities. Our kids can play and grow up together, and we can really connect as people.
Tribal officials say Native people in Oregon experience homelessness 4 times more than other demographics. And Salem has the 2nd highest population of Salet citizens, next to the tribal headquarters and reservation area. Many left for cities and coastal industries after Congress terminated the tribe's federal status in 1954. Even after being reinstated in 1977, many Salet people stayed in those areas. Tribal Chair Dee Pigsley says they're also looking at the city of Eugene.
They've all been really tough areas to provide housing because we don't own land there. We have to buy the land, and it's land that comes at a premium. And then we have to find money to build the homes.
The Klosh Ilahi Haas complex cost $17 million. Half of that was covered by an Indian Housing Block grant, while the tribe covered the rest. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull in Salem, Oregon.